Okay, the economy is getting better, or it's not. Pirates continue to seize hostages in the Gulf of Aden. North Korea has launched a rocket. But what many Americans really want to know about is, when will the first family get its dog? NPR's Julie Rovner, who cares about dogs almost as much as healthcare policy, is on the case.
The buildup has rivaled the presidential campaign itself, complete with this faux doggy debate on The Daily Show, moderated by CNN's Anderson Cooper.
Mr. Skittles, you scratch, you pee, you poo, and quite frankly, I don't think you're very cute. How do you respond?
And it's not just Americans who want to know about the dog. Here's a question President Obama got from a student at his town hall in France last week.
Do you think that the economic crisis is an opportunity to restructure our industries in an ecological and sustainable way? And I also was wondering whether the dog was already in the White House or not.
The answer is not yet, but there are indications that it could be arriving as soon as this weekend. So why does America care so much? David Fry, the voice of the Westminster Dog Show, thinks it's something people can identify with.
I think having a dog might touch more of us than who is his Secretary of State or his Secretary of Commerce. I might feel a closer connection to him if he picks my breed or if he picks a breed I know about.
If the rumors are to be believed, the Obamas have settled on a Portuguese water dog. It's a low-shedding breed, a nod to first daughter Malia's allergies. And the first family was strongly lobbied by Senator Ted Kennedy, whose two Portuguese water dogs, Splash and Sunny, are frequent visitors around Capitol Hill. But if the new White House arrival is a Portuguese water dog, breed officials are bracing for an onslaught of interest. Stu Friedman is president of the Portuguese Water Dog Club of America.
It is a double-edged sword. You know, on one hand, we are kind of proud saying, gee, that he selected our breed. And on the other hand, they said, oh, my God, he selected our breed.
Freeman says the club has already tweaked its website to warn would-be owners these dogs aren't appropriate for everyone.
They are very active. This is a dog that if you don't keep it busy, it will find something to keep itself busy and you won't necessarily like what it's doing.
In other words, they put their mouths on everything. So far, White House officials refuse all comment on the dog, but the president hinted today that it might make an appearance in time for Monday's Easter egg roll. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.